Welcome to New Consultant Recording Number 8, Unit Meeting and Other Events. Well, let me tell you, school is never out for the pro, right? So when you say that you don't need to learn anymore and you know everything, then your business is dead. So Mary Kay and your sales director and your national sales director have put events in place for you that happen all year long, so that you are always learning and growing in your business, so that you can always be succeeding. And these events happen weekly. They may happen monthly. Some happen yearly, quarterly. But you can plan on a weekly unit meeting, your director to be there every week, or to have somebody there for you to help train you, unless the entire group has gone out of town. But your weekly unit meetings is where you receive all of your motivation, inspiration, prizes, recognition. It's the best time to build a relationship with your sister consultants and with your sales directors. This meeting is extremely important to your director, as she can't provide all of this training and information for everybody individually who decides not to come to the meeting. It's also a really big indicator to her of who her top people are, who her key people are, and those that she should really be bending backwards to accommodate, to help with their business, and really spend a lot of her time coaching and training. So missing unit meeting because you wanted to book a party for somebody or for some other frivolous reason is really a bad idea. And we have noticed that those that show up to unit meeting go up. I haven't seen in all my many years in Mary Kay anyone succeed who started missing those meetings. So, you know, I know it's hard to get there sometimes. I'm a mother of four, and all of my children were born after I joined Mary Kay. So I have birthed babies, nursed babies. I've had toddlers, teenagers, infants, you know, all throughout this whole Mary Kay stage. And I know that it can be a challenge. So let me give you some advice about unit meeting. What you need to do is put a permanent plan in place so that you are not frantically trying to arrange your life around kids or job or school or whatever it is you have every single week. So you need to put a permanent plan in place that will just happen without you having to think too much about it, and you also need a backup plan in case that one falls through. So let me talk to mothers with children right now really quick. What I did was I talked to my mom, and I asked her if she would let my kids come for a play date. Back then, we had our meeting every Thursday. So every Thursday night, if she would let my kids come for a play date, which they really looked forward to, which was only about 3 hours long. So it was not like daycare. It was like a fun little evening with Grandma. And sometimes if I was going to run late, I had okayed it with her ahead of time. She just had them spend the night so they could just go to bed and have a fun sleepover at Grandma's. If something happened to her, she was sick, she was out of town, she was unavailable for some reason, I had already arranged with a neighbor of mine to be on call every Thursday just in case, and that neighbor got half off all of the Mary Kay that she wanted just for being willing to be on call. So sometimes she didn't even take my kids, but I still gave her half off because she really couldn't plan things on those nights. So she was really earning her half off by being inconvenienced on her Thursday nights. So rarely did I ever have to think about or stress about getting to my unit meetings. If you have some other obstacle, try to see if you can work with whoever it is that has you scheduled for that night, or you know, whatever it is, try to work around that. Your unit meeting is going to be an extremely important part of your life, and even just coming every other week is not going to be enough for you. So you want to be sure that you're attending that. Now let's talk about the other events that are available to you. So I'm just going to go by calendar year and tell you what you can expect in your business, and the people that are serious and that really stick with this and make something out of it, don't miss any of these events. So January, there is a really fun leadership conference. It goes 4 or 5 days. It's always in a warm location. and that is for sales directors. So you may not need to worry about that right now, but you should be thinking about that, and it's usually mid-January that just sales directors go, and we are pampered, and we learn so much, and we have the best time together. So plan on that, and, you know, just depending on where you fly, but it seems like you should plan on, you know, $300 or $400 for a plane ticket and a couple hundred for your hotel and then your food. So that's going to be about $1,000 in January. The nice thing is that Mary Kay gives us a big bonus. They give sales directors a big bonus in January that you can use towards that trip. Then the next thing that you can plan on when you're a consultant in January, the beginning of January, is a January jumpstart. And that will be normally just at your training center with your director and maybe some of her sister directors and their groups. Sometimes that's free, and sometimes there will be a really small fee just to cover rent or room costs or materials or something like that. So you should plan on that. Is setting goals for the new year, recommitting yourself to your business. The Mary Kay year, you'll be halfway through that in January, and it's a great time to just gear up and finish the year strong. So you don't want to miss your January jumpstart. And then at the end of March, sometime or around the beginning of April, Mary Kay hosts career conference all over the country in different locations. And they're not always in the same location. So you will travel to those. Sometimes they'll be close and you won't have to stay overnight, and sometimes they won't. The registration fee is always under $100. That could change, but currently it's not even $100 for that. And then you will have one night in a hotel room, because those are just a Friday night and then all day Saturday. Then after career conference in July, around the middle or last week of July, sometimes into the first week of August, Mary Kay also hosts a huge seminar. And seminar is a really big conference to celebrate everybody in Mary Kay, all of the accomplishments that they have done for that year. And seminar will be so important for your business and for your growth, for you to see what Mary Kay is all about, and you will come back with such a big dream in your heart, plus a lot of how-to and practical knowledge. And you may even be getting awards and going across stage, being recognized for your red jacket, your new car, all of that at seminar. So you want to plan on spending about $800 to $1,000 for that in July. And then a local conference that we have here in Salt Lake with our national sales director is called the Mary Kay Kickoff. So it's the Mary Kay's New Year kickoff, and that's usually $30 or $40 just for room registration and your lunch, and it's just one day. It's a Saturday in either July or August, beginning of July or August when we get back from seminar, and that's just the local, all of the local big hitters, the people who are really tearing it up, and they just come in for a day to help you during that time. And then we have Fall Advance. Sometimes it's called Fall Camp. And that is here local, and we just go go overnight, depending on your rank in Mary Kay. The higher you get in Mary Kay, the more training you need, and you may stay, you know, 2 or 3 days for that. But that's usually close enough. If you wanted to drive back home each day, you could, or you can come up and stay. I love Fall Camp because I get to be with just my unit, and get to bond, have girlfriend time, and then I usually get to train, which I love. And you'll be recognized in front of your peers there, and that's going to cost you a couple hundred dollars to do that. If you are selling consistently and working consistently, you're going to want to put aside just a couple hundred dollars a month for travel, and then you don't ever have to worry about any of these events. So try not to spend all of your income. These are necessary business expenses so you can receive constant education and motivation. The one hard thing about being self-employed is that you have to always keep yourself motivated, and that's why these events are so important. And, you know, sometimes in regards to unit meeting, sometimes you don't need us, we need you. There might be somebody there who is struggling in their business and really needs to see you and your success and believe that you can do it. And your sales director will need you to back her up, and she may even need you to train sometimes about how awesome you are, because I'm sure that you will be.